and good morning, and welcome once again to the Biz Talk with Score radio show. My name is Randy Melzer. I am going to be your host today. My regular co-host, Tony Bush, is off wandering somewhere again. So eventually he's scheduled to come back. We'll see him someday. But for right now, I will be hosting the program today. And my co-host for the day is going to be Mr. John Burns. John is one of our Score mentors. John, welcome.
Good morning.
Glad to have you here this morning. We're going to have what is kind of a special kind of program for us today. Between John and I, we're going to do what is called an open show. And what that does is that gives you out there the opportunity to give us calls, ask any questions that you might have about Score or about some of the other programs that we're offering. Our topic today is going to be on marketing, looking a little bit at some of the areas of social media, e-marketing, e-sales, and that type of thing, as well as how it relates to, I guess you'd call it, the good old days that John and I are used to, and kind of how to bring this into kind of perspective as to how things are and how things were. If you have any questions for us, please give us a call. You can reach us here at the HBY Studios at 281-1150 or on the TDS Metrocom toll-free line at 866-887-1150. And, yeah, we appreciate your calls this morning. To get things started, I think, first of all, John, I'd like to have you kind of introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your background.
Okay, great. I've been with Score about 3 years now, and I joined after retiring. Prior to that, I had over 35 years in business. And I work for everything from Fortune 500 companies to mom and pop. And finally, I own my own business, which was in transportation. And in addition to general business management, which you always have to be involved in, I worked as a marketing manager, sales manager, and a product manager, and for a number of different types of products and services.
Mm-hmm. You said your background had been in communications?
Yeah, I've got a degree in communication. And then, of course, any time that you're involved in any kind of marketing, what you're really trying to do is really do the ultimate in communication, mm-hmm. which is trying to communicate to somebody you probably don't know and you don't see.
Right. Okay. Well, and as far as my background is concerned, real quickly, I've been with Score for a little over 10 years. Background, graduated University of Notre Dame, but also spent nearly 30 years in positions of Vice President of Marketing, Vice President of Operations for some large firms here in the area, and so have a long-term background, especially in the area of marketing. Have had the opportunity to watch things change over the years, as they say. I figure we learned quite a bit about it and how it all works, so hopefully we'll be able to come up with some ideas on how things are changing, what's new and what's exciting in the marketing area. When we start talking about marketing, of course, I think, John, the area everybody wants to use the terminologies has got to do with the wonderful world of social media, the wonderful world of online marketing. How do you see it? What's your experiences, just real quickly, up to date now as far as working with some of these?
Well, what I've found over the last few years is that what I knew about marketing technology-wise has changed rapidly. In the last 5 to 10 years, it's completely upside down from what it was. And Randy and I were talking prior to the show, and what we both agreed on is the reason you do it and the base principles behind it really haven't changed. That's the same. You still want to connect with people. You're trying to connect with the right people that would use your product or service, and that hasn't changed. How you do it, though, has mm-hmm. dramatically changed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the things that we need to have people understand, of course, is when you start talking about things like communication through social media and that type of thing, there's basically two levels. People look at it, there's the personal level, that's where you're doing a lot of the stuff on Facebook and so on, that's just between you and the other person. What we're looking at is using these programs as a business tool, as actually part of your business marketing, and to be able to make that distinction. People get kind of locked into the idea of, I can use Facebook as it is and so on and accomplish what I want to. In reality, you have to kind of look at it completely different.
Yeah, that's the part that it's kind of the good news and bad news. The bad news is you have to look at it differently and you have to start to understand how to use it. The good news is the results that you can get and the access you can get to people, getting your story out and those kind of things has dramatically changed. What's really changed, I think, is what a small business can now do is the same kind of things that the mega businesses used to do.
Yeah, and very, very quickly. That's one of the key issues always when you start dealing with the modern technology, with online work and so on, is it's very easily accessed. You can get into it, quote, for a low budget for and very, very quickly. Yet people jump into it without a plan. And that's where one of the most biggest dangers is you just jump in.
Well, and a lot of people I've found are that we've clients that we deal with, they're coming from a time when in order to have your marketing plan put together, if you're a one- or two-person business, you bought a Yellow Page ad or something like that, or you printed a flyer up and you sent it out, or you hung it on everybody's door. That has dramatically changed, and you won't get noticed if that's what you're doing today.
Yeah. You have to have something that appeals to where is your customer buying, where is he shopping, where is he getting his ideas, and that is in today's world online. It's mobile. It's, again, the social media packages. What did I see the other day? I think there's somewhere in excess of 900 major social media sites right now that you could use depending on what it is you're involved in and all those kinds of things. So it makes it kind of another problem is where do I go even in this situation?
Yeah, that's, you know, it's the same thing you do as a business when you're researching your product and how to make it and things like that. So you have to put that same care into figuring out where do I go and how do I do it.
So we're back to the good old days again, though, where it comes back down to having a marketing plan. What are you going to, you know, it isn't just a case of doing this or having social media as your plan, but how does it fit into your plan?
Yeah, just having the name doesn't do it. You have to really flesh it out and do that paragraph under that as to exactly what that's going to mean. How exactly are you going to do it?
Okay. Well, today we're having an open program today, so if you have questions or ideas you want to talk about, please give us a call at 281-1150 or 866-887-1150 on the Metricom toll-free line. Give us a call here. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts and Haling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting, from startup to sell-off, and more. They specialize in creating comfortable financial management plans for you and your business. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Alberts and Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Alberts and Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
We're here today with Bill Bradley, Vice President at Bank First. Bill, we know Bank First was founded over 100 years ago along the lakeshore and has been growing and expanding. We also heard you have plans to build a new location in the Appleton market soon. Can you tell us where you will be located and what we can expect as a new customer of your bank?
Sure. Bank First will be located on Wisconsin Avenue near the Fox River Mall. It will be at the intersection of Highway 41 and Wisconsin Avenue. As a customer of Bank First, you can expect to enjoy a banking experience with a high level of personal attention. We strive to focus on long-lasting relationships by providing flexible options and solutions for both your business and personal needs.
Thanks, Bill. It sounds like a refreshing change to work with experienced people who take the time to understand our needs. For more information, visit www.bankfirstnational.com. Equal housing lender and member FDIC.
And And good morning and welcome back once again to the Biz Talk with Score radio show. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm your host today. And my guest co-host today is John Burns, also from the Score chapter. John and I are doing what we refer to as an open show this morning, where we can kind of talk about the things that you want to talk about. If you have any ideas, questions, and so on that you feel that we'd be able to help you with as far as your business is concerned and how to get things going with it or how to improve things, please give us a call. You can reach us here at 281-1150 or at the TDS Metrocom toll-free line at 1-866-887-1150. Now, as I said, both John and I are mentors for the SCORE chapter here in the Fox Cities. And I just want to take just a minute or two to let you know what SCORE is all about here in the Valley. We are an organization that's been in the Fox River Valley now for a little over 30 years. Actually, the SCORE itself is over 50 years old. We have about 55 members right now, and we're serving 8 counties all the way through Fond du Lac, Green Lake, Washera, and up to Waupaca, Winnebago, Calumet, Outagamie. So, in other words, around the Lake Winnebago area. And so if you're in that area, we are able to help you with your business startup and existing business needs. You can reach us at www.scorefoxcities.org. That's probably the easiest way to contact us. And just simply fill out a request if you're looking for specific type of help. As I said, we have 55 mentors right now. I have to keep track of that. We keep adding about every 15 minutes. We've been getting volunteers coming in want to help with the SCORE program. But those individuals have backgrounds in just about any area of business that you can imagine. As we said, John and I are both marketing people, but we also have people in the area of intellectual property. We have people in the area of IT. We have people in the area of accounting, legal questions. We have people who've dealt in international manufacturing. So, in other words, whatever business you're in, whatever area you need help with, whether it's cash flow, accounting, marketing, strategic planning, give us a call. Take a look at us at the website. And again, that's www.foxcities.org. And you can put in your request for us. We are a volunteer group, so it does take a couple days for us to get back to you. But once we do, we can give you the information and set up time to work with you work with you to help you develop your business plan and help you work with your business for the life of your business. In doing that, of course, one of the areas that we work with is the marketing area. And John, that's where you and I both seem to have had some background in it. We were talking a little bit about some of the changes, especially in using the electronic media again for business and how all that's changed, and yet it hasn't. You go to the background, a lot of it's still the same.
Yeah, but when you think about it, what you're trying to accomplish hasn't changed. You're still trying to get a hold of the right people at the right time and in the right place. What's changed rapidly is the technology. And like everything technology-wise, it's accelerated rapidly over the last 5, 6, 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we mentioned earlier that the good news is it's probably cost less to get a hold of people than it ever has.
Yeah, I mean, everybody has that concept, of course, today that social media is free. I hate to burst everybody's bubble, but it really, if you're using it for business, it isn't, is it?
No, it's not free. And the other thing that's not free is the time. You have to take the time to educate yourself. You can go out and hire a firm that will do all those things for you, but what I've found over the years is the more you can educate yourself and really understand what's going on, you can be part of the process.
And you, by using these media correctly, and like I said, spending some money, getting yourself positioned properly, getting the program set up so that your customer can actually buy directly and use the media for instant sales, instant gratification, you can actually do some, very good things, and you're not limited anymore the way it used to be. It used to be your geographic location, your place of doing business was an extreme limiting factor.
Yeah, that's really, really changed. something I guess I'd like to mention that kind of points up this whole idea of picking the right place and time and all those sorts of things is that most of us will go on Google or Yahoo or some of those search engines, and a page will come up, and it'll have a list of companies and whatever topic that you came up with. What a lot of people don't realize is how important the construction of your website is so that you come up in the right place. For example, 95 to 98% of the people searching never go beyond the first page.
Right.
No one goes beyond the third page. So if you look at a website, you look at your website, if it's on the fourth page, you wasted your money.
It ain't going to happen unless it is something that you, as you walk them through, it leads them to that, possibly to make the purchase or so on. That can be on page four, page five.
Oh, right.
But the informational materials have got to be on one, two, or three.
And there's technology. All your competitors are trying to. It's called website optimization.
Mm-hmm.
And what all the competitors are doing is trying to get on the first page and be first on the page or second on the page. It's like when they used to have the phone book. Everybody started their companies with early in the alphabet because they wanted to become up first on the page. Well, now that's different. It's not about alphabet anymore. It's about content and those type of things. And what a lot of people don't realize is it changes. So you can't have a static website. You can't build it today and say, well, I've got my website. I'm good for the next 5 years. Because everybody else in your competitors are doing things to make that website come up.
Mm-hmm.
It might be pictures, it might be content, but it's not the old thing. It has nothing to do with the alphabet anymore.
No. Well, and the other thing we had said too, when we were talking about this earlier, is I can sit there and I can Google up information and looking for, let's say, a painter, and you can Google up information looking for a painter. We're going to get possibly two completely different lists because of how in the past I have used Google. There are certain areas that I look at, certain things that I may see. I may get one thing that will pop up because of my past history. You may get something completely different. And I, as a business person, as a seller, have got to be able to recognize how to address that problem.
Well, and ideally what you want to do as an advertiser or as a business is get both of us.
Right. Right. So we've got to be able to be, I think the term's called nimble, and change your content, make sure that things are set up properly, but also recognize, and when I talk to clients about this who ask me that question, how do I know what to put in there? The best answer I've found so far is ask the client. When you're talking to somebody who's going to be buying from you or wants to be a client or so on, what do you use? What words do you use to describe my business? And make sure that those words are then in your first page of your website so you can get that context recognized.
Yeah, exactly. That's critically important. And then another item we were talking about prior to the show is how do you know when people are looking?
Mm-hmm.
And an important aspect of setting up a website is getting the analytics. So that you know who's clicking on your page, how long do they stay on your page, and basically if you have something on there that nobody stays on, they click through it is what it's called, you got a problem. You're going to have to change that. Now you say, how do I change it? Look at the things that people are staying on.
Correct.
And try to do more of that type of thing on
your
page.
Right. So there's a lot of thought, a lot of planning, a lot of work that has to go into using these programs. It's not just as simple as some people might think it is, it works. So that's the key issue. One of the things we want to do is kind of get back to you in just a few minutes here. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Biz Talk with Score here on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Intellectual property doesn't have to be confusing. If you have an original idea and are considering patents, trademarks, copyrights, or protecting your company logo, let me partner with you and make it easy to build and protect your intellectual property portfolio. Legal Business Edge, know your options. Call 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Haling CPAs, they work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and maximize profits. Through a variety of services like asset protection, tax planning, and more, let them guide you through a smooth financial plan. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
You're out there making life happen and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
And welcome back again to the Biz Talk with Score radio show here on WHBY. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm your host today. My co-host for the day is Mr. John Burns, one of our excellent mentors here at the Score chapter. And would like to remind you, if you have any questions, this is an open show today. So if you have any questions, please give us a call at 281-1150 or at 1-866-887-1150. That's the TDS Metrocom toll-free line. We'll be happy to talk to you, answer any questions you might have about starting your business. Today, John and I are talking a little bit about marketing and some of the things that are going on as far as a lot of the changes in that area. And we'll be getting back to that conversation in just a minute. First, however, I would like to take just a moment to thank the sponsors that we have for our show. Without them, of course, we wouldn't be able to bring you the Biz Talk show. And they help us, of course, to be able to provide a lot of the things that we do through SCORE. I would like to first put out a thank you to Fox Communities Credit Union. They've been a longtime sponsor of ours, located here in the Fox Cities and Green Bay area, with branches throughout the area, and are there to help you with your business needs. So when you're looking to have business financial packages, think about your Fox Communities Credit Union. I'd also like to thank Albertson Haling, CPAs here in the Valley. Kurt Haling's been a sponsor of ours for many years and a partner with SCORE, does a lot of things with us. And when it comes to small business, medium business, looking for tax preparation and accounting advice, Albertson Haling CPAs. We also have a new sponsor. It's called Legal Edge. Legal Edge is Sarah DeBruin. She is an attorney here in the Valley and works primarily with small businesses, helping you with all of the different things you need to do for contracts, intellectual property, patent work, copyrights, trademarks. So if you have any questions, give Sarah a call at Legal Edge. Also, we have Bank First National. Bank First National is a sponsor of ours. They will be coming into the Valley. They have a brand new office building that they're working on out there at West Wisconsin Avenue, and they do a lot of work with small businesses. Also, they are an SBA Small Business Administration lender. So again, think of Bank First National. One of the other groups that we have as a sponsor is Candeo Marketing. Candeo is the organization that put together our website for the biztalkwithscore.com. And a reminder there, anytime if you're not in the area where you can't pick us up live on radio, you can always go out to that website and pick up a simulcast and listen to us that way. Also, you can listen to all of the archive shows that are on there. And Candeo are the people who put that together for us, so thank you to them. And finally, we'd like to thank the people over at the Business News. Business News is a weekly, bi-weekly publication, put out throughout East Central Wisconsin. They put out all of the news regarding the activities in the business community throughout about a 12-county area here. So, again, if you're looking to find out what's going on in business in Northeast Wisconsin, pick up a copy of the Business News. Okay, and again, a thank you to all of the sponsors that we have and all of the really good things that they do to help SCORE. The other thing I just mentioned about SCORE, in addition to our mentoring programs, of course, one of the things that we also do is we do provide seminars, specialized programs, just for people who are looking for special areas of information. We have a new one coming up very shortly. It's going to be on social media, which is kind of timely for today. It's going to be held on August the 19th. And it's going to be held out in Black Creek. We are going to be out there to provide that program for you. At the program, we're going to have Mr. Ryan Felser doing that. He's going to be talking about how to use social media, but this is more or less social media 201 as opposed to 101, because we're going to be talking a lot more about how to use social media to be able to make money, as opposed to just how do I open a LinkedIn account, how to open a Facebook account, but rather how to set up programs, plans, and activities that will help your business grow using social media. So again, that's going to be coming up on Wednesday, August the 19th, from 6 to 8 p.m. It'll be held out at the Black Creek Community Center, which is at the Black Creek Library in Black Creek. If you are interested, the program is free, but we do ask that you register online, so you can register at the foxcities.score.org website and go out to local workshops there, or you can give us a call at 920-734-7101. So that's one of the new programs coming up. That program is being held, by the way, in cooperation and partnership with CAP Services here in the Valley, which is another outstanding organization we've worked with, who do a lot of programs and so on also to help small business, and they are also a micro lender for the SBA, so an excellent organization to work with. So those are some of the things coming up, and having that program on social media, that's kind of what we're talking about today. We kind of hit on some of the things that are necessary, John. We were kind of just starting to get an idea of, you know, just because you put it up there doesn't mean they'll come, and how to use the tools that you've got to kind of to make it work. So especially things like some of the analytics and so on that you have to get into. How have you found working with your clients on that?
Well, the analytics are, at least in my mind, are very, very important, because the one thing that it does for you is close that loop. You put your content out there, okay, it's great. It's out there, I like it, but does anybody else like it, and does it drive people to you?
Mm-hmm.
In the old days, what you did is you sent out flyers and that type of thing, and if people returned the card that tore off the bottom or they called in, you ask them how they found out about you, that was your analytics. But it was really shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
If you were an absolute champion in marketing and promotion, you would get about a 7% return.
Yeah, I can remember striving for that occasionally.
Right, right. Yeah. But that was like the moon.
Yeah.
You know, very few people, they were people that were off in the clouds somewhere that actually got to the 7%. With a good coordinated social media plan, and then the package that follows that and follow-up and everything, you can easily exceed 10, 15, 20% return. Part of the reason is you're targeting better. And
mm-hmm.
One of that targeting aspect of it, it really has to do with research.
Yes.
Knowing the kind of customer you have. And we had talked earlier, prior to the show, about putting together the customer list. You know,
right.
Who are my potential customers? And
yeah.
Randy, you had some ideas on that.
Yeah, because just having a website, just having a social media site and so on is all wonderful, but your goal is, of course, to reach people. And in the website and in any type of media like that, the thing you're dealing with is called your database. How do I find the people and how do I get a database? One of the best sources that we have around here, and may sound a little outdated, but it's probably amazingly excellent in their presentation, is the Appleton Public Library. They have resources for you there that if you walk in and say, I am looking for people who are like this, who do this and are interested in this. Can you help me find them? One of their primary programs that they have is called Resource USA. You can get down to the point of how many dog owners there are in the Outagamie County area. As simple as that. What are their addresses? What are their email addresses and so on? So how do I reach them? This is available to you, but it takes a little work. Two things you have to do. One is you have to figure out who it is you're trying to reach. In other words, draw a real, real concise picture of that person. And then number two, go out and try to find where they are, and using some of these resources. Like I said, Resource USA here at the Appleton Public Library is a very good one. Found one down at the Fond du Lac Public Library down there. It's called A to Z Data. Now, both of these are subscription, so you need to be a member of the library to get it for free. If you're not, you can go out and buy this information. But again, if you can get it for free, you're starting out, best way to do it is to use the resources that are there.
Yeah, the good news is the library personnel will show you how to use it, too.
Oh, yeah.
One of the things I always hear from clients is they're looking at me and they're thinking, well, that's kind of all great, but how do I learn how to do that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, the good news, like I said, is that the library staff will show you how to use the programs, and as long as you have a library card, you can actually access them from home on your computer. You don't have to go into the library all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so that means, you know, you can fit it in with your schedule,
right,
instead of trying to work on somebody else's schedule.
Right. Another source, too, is online is called In Wisconsin. It's the now where almost all of the Wisconsin business websites are. They consolidate a lot of this through the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, and they now have a website. It's called inwisconsin.org, and you go out to it. It has fantastic information about resources. Another one that's very good happens to be ours, the SCORE website, either going to the foxcities.score.org, or if you go out to just score.org, which is the national website, you can get an awful lot of information there. And the last one I'm going to mention, so if you're rapidly writing down all these websites, but is the SBA website. It has, again, amazing information. I said it was the last one. One more yet. And that is the Census Bureau, of all places. USCensusBureau.gov is a fantastic resource to, again, find where are my database, where are my clients, who are they. So in answer to that, yeah, it's out there. A lot of it is free. You know, to be able to use it's the main point.
Well, it's free and it's current. Years back, what we would do is buy a manufacturer's guide. And it used to cost, which was a lot of money 20 years ago, they'd charge $800 a year to get a manufacturer's guide.
Right.
And guess what? It was out of date the day you bought it.
Yes.
The day you got it.
Absolutely. And that's the key issue here with some of the others is this stuff is updated constantly. The Resource USA is updated, I believe, every 2 weeks.
Right.
And so you get a lot of very good information on that. So, okay, we've stopped. We've taken a look at number one, what do we want to do? Number two, we're going to look at who do we want to do it with? And you started to mention a little bit about that when we get down to number three, and that is, I have a website now. What do I do with it when it comes to managing those things?
Well, one thing you can do is you can work with the SCORE mentor to get another set of eyes looking at that website,
mm-hmm,
and picking out the things that are good, picking out the things that might need to change. But one of the other things is if you don't have analytics currently, mm-hmm, connected, mm-hmm, with the website, get the analytics and find out what your potential clients are looking at on your website.
Right, and that again, Google provides that automatically. You can update. You can go through Google Analytics.
Right,
those.
Right. Google would be one. There's other versions of it, but I think basically any website that, whether you put it together yourself or somebody does it for you, there's analytics available to, mm-hmm, to go with that website.
Yeah, but one of the key things about your website is to be dynamic. What that means is I put up my website last year. I haven't looked at it since. you have a dead website. The key is to always keep the things fresh, new, because it's been proven that people do not go back to the same website over and over and over if it hasn't changed, if there isn't some reason to go back out again.
Right, that's right. And in fact, earlier when I talked about website optimization, one of the factors in website optimization is if your website changes. So if you're putting new pictures on all the time, that will keep you moving up. It'll keep you on the first page, and it'll keep you moving up toward the top of the page.
Okay, so in other words, keep an eye on what you're doing, keep an eye on the ball, and keep an eye on your plan, and really start working it, make it go through.
Exactly.
Okay. Exactly. All righty. Well, this is the BizTalk radio show here on, and we're going to take a quick break, be back for kind of a quick wrap-up with everything today. We've been having an open show on talking about marketing and social media. And again, this is the BizTalk radio show on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
At Albertson Hailing CPAs, your success is their success. They can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. They offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
You're out there making life happen and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. We can partner with you to reach creative legal solutions for your business, from contract drafting and negotiation, patents and trademarks, commercial transactions, and governmental compliance.
Timely and candid answers coupled with high energy and passion define Sarah's approach to legal counsel.
Know your options. Call me at 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
And welcome back again to the BizTalk with Score radio show. Again, my name is Randy Melzer. I've been your host today. And my co-host and guest today has been John Burns from the Score chapter. John, it's been good to have you with us today. Thank you for joining me.
Yeah, it's been great to be here.
Okay, we've been talking a bit about the idea of marketing, how things are changing and yet how things are staying the same. There's a lot of things going on that, like I think you mentioned, I've been in business now for over 40 years and watching in the last 10 how things have changed. It's just absolutely amazing. And I'm just want to watch and see what happens next, I guess.
Right. Well, one of the things that's done for me is it's kept me active and younger with all the changes. You have to really keep up with it.
I think every client I've had this year has had some questions that I have to go out and say, well, let's take a look at Facebook, or let's take a look at social media, let's take a look at the e-business concepts that are out there. It just definitely keeps everybody on their toes. So,
yeah, exactly. It's it used to be that everything started and ended with the business plan, and that's still as important as it always has. But if you can't figure out how to do the marketing, you can have the best business plan in the world, and you know, it's not like you build the field and they'll come.
I was going to say, the build it and they will come factor doesn't always work out. So it's a good idea to catch up with the technology. And I know I've got clients who say, oh, I don't need that. I don't do that sort of thing. The more and more I find, the less I think that's true. No matter what you're in, somewhere along the line, you're going to be touched by this technology.
Yeah, you just can't be an island out there waiting for people to come and see it, because it's not going to happen, because they're not driving around looking for you anymore, and they're not going through the yellow pages. They're looking for something that jumps out at them, and more of that social media that that does that.
Right. Right. Now, as I mentioned before, we do have this show on our website. It'll be up by about Wednesday for archiving. So, and if there's any of the old shows that we've done that you're interested in listening to, go on out to the biztalkwithscore.com website, and you can catch up on some of the ideas that we've had and some of the guests that we've talked to. Well, right now, normally with our guest, we would put them on the spot and ask them for the biz tip. So, John, I'm going to ask you first, and then I'll chime in with my own. So, you off you go.
Well, I'm not used to it because usually somebody else is doing that. But I've been thinking about it, and I tell you, I think one of the biggest biz tips that I could have is call score. We, our largest mentor group that we have, our marketing social media people.
Right. Yep.
And I would suggest don't just do it if you're a new business or planning a new business. If you're in business now, it doesn't hurt to do a tune-up.
Okay.
It's free. Our mentors will work with you one time or many times. It'll give them give you a fresh set of eyes on what you're doing today.
Excellent idea. Okay. And mine, of course, goes back to always to the same concepts, and that is to have a good business plan. But if you're in marketing, the thing that you have to have is a way to measure your goals. You have to have goals. A goal has to be measurable. It has to be on a time frame. And if you can't measure it, you can't determine what your return on that investment is, and you're going to find yourself wasting money or being confused. So whatever you do, always set goals. Always set them so that you can measure the outcomes, and that way you can determine the return on your investment, because that's what marketing is all about. You're investing money to make money, and if you're not able to measure it, you're wasting a lot of your time and dollars. So look for the return on that investment.
Yeah, that's exactly true.
Okay, well, with that said, again, a reminder, as John mentioned, I think one of the best things to do is to look to score. We have people available to help you. We have a chapter here in Appleton. We have a branch in Oshkosh. We have a branch in Fond du Lac with people there ready to be of assistance to you and to bring the information to you that you need. Also, a couple quick reminders. We do have a social media program coming up on August the 19th for you to really kind of zone in on some more of this information, some very good stuff. That's going to be held up in the Black Creek area, August 19th. Again, go out to our website, foxcities.score.org, and we will be able to have you register there for that particular program. Other than that, with the ideas of one last thing I got to say about marketing, I suppose. It wouldn't be me if I didn't mention it. But whenever you think about marketing, there still are those four P's that you have to work with. And that is the product that you have to know it. The price that you charge for it, it has to be there and you have to be competitive. The place that you sell it, whether it's a brick and mortar or online, that still has to be there. And then finally, what we're talking about today is the ways to promote it. And try to use all the different tools in the toolbox. So that's my comment on it. John, do you have anything to close out on that?
Well, yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And I guess if I were listening, I would probably come to that seminar in Black Creek.
Okay.
It's free. There's an absolute professional in social media that's going to be conducting it. And I think you can probably get more information than in 2 hours than you could come up with on your own in a couple of days.
Agreed. Okay. Well, you've been listening to Biz Talk with Score here on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.